T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Hour Number 2. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris taking you up until 8 o'clock. Glad you could be with us on a Monday evening. Love these Mondays, but, you know, like I said, we'll go anywhere they tell us to go, except 10:30 on the West Coast. But nevertheless, our second hour will be interesting. We'll talk a little college football. Coach Miles Russ, head coach at Kaiser University, undefeated, number 2 in the country. He'll join us. Derek Gibson, head coach at Miami Central, will join us as well. And then we'll talk Plantation Colonel football with Darryl Strong. Got a big game this week against Norland in a district game. But we open up hour number 2 talking University of Miami football and nobody else to do it any better than from Locked On Canes, our friend Alex Dono. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday evening. And I know as an alumnus and as a fan, this is about the day you're just getting over last Friday.
Yeah, you're right, Blue. In fact, I just finished watching the game for a second time, you know, fast forwarding through the commercials and through, you know, halftime and stuff. And I'm still kind of amazed, especially after watching it a second time, that despite how poorly Miami played, like outside of a handful of plays, how poorly Miami played, and it still came down to a potential game-winning drive. And, you know, Carson Beck threw 4 interceptions that counted, had actually a 5th that was taken off the board here with kind of a, I will accept the gift is what I was thinking at the time. Yeah. Not the best roughing the passer call. But like the first 3 interceptions weren't enough to kill Miami. It was the 4th interception. So, you know, I guess you could look at it both ways, glass half empty or glass half full. You know, glass half empty is Miami really didn't play that well. You know, the running game never got going, which is kind of a surprising thing. Given the offensive line and the talented running backs, they only rushed for 63 yards on 2.6 yards per carry. You know, the defense settled down for the most part. Obviously, had a lot of errors first 2 drives for Louisville, but overall there were a lot of poor gap integrity, a lot of bad tackling angles, miscommunications, and you know, despite all that, it was still, you know, a really close game against a talented Louisville football team. And I'm not sugarcoating it. Like, I'm still, you know, I'm hoping this doesn't become a trend, Blue. But all this to say, I think Miami is capable of playing a lot better than they did on Friday night. So we have to see them bounce back for the final 6 games of the regular season schedule.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. I mean, obviously, you're going to expect it out of Louisville being an offensive mind, and they got a great coach who knows how to, you know, kind of penetrate defenses. So you're going to take that. But I thought where Miami kind of lacked is they didn't execute well on offense. They haven't run the ball well lately. And, you know, that is what they're predicated on, their success of balancing things off about. Stanford, obviously, I mean, we're not taking anybody lightly. It's another ACC game. It's a must win. Obviously, it's a Saturday night. It's a 7 o'clock game. But obviously, Miami's got to come out with a little bit more, you know, a little bit more push as far as the balance on offense. They got to run the ball. They got to go well into the 150s in the running game this week. And I don't care, you know, who it's against. They just they can't worry who they're playing. They just got to worry about themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one could even argue, and I don't think this is really in Mario Cristobal's DNA. I think he just wants to go out there and execute and win. But like one could even argue that the style points start to matter more now. I mean, since, you know, Miami no longer controls their own destiny to win the ACC, that maybe you're thinking, hey, if at large is a possible route here, we need to be blowing teams out, right? I mean, if there's an opportunity to blow Stanford out, you take it. But you know, at the same time, that's not really the way Cristobal operates. He wants to execute cleanly. He wants to win. And I respect that. So what I really look for in this game, Blue, coming off the performance that Miami had against Louisville, you hit the nail on the head when you talk about the running game. They need to reestablish that this week. I think objective number one is to really set the tone to try to rush for, you know, 100 plus yards, hopefully 150 yard in that range, get multiple running backs involved, get Jordan Lyle back into rhythm. You know, he just recently, you know, returned from injury, and things have just looked a little discombobulated when he gets into the game. And I know Lyle's an incredible back. They just got to find a way to get him into a more of a rhythm and maybe run outside the tackles a little bit more. You know, you certainly in a game like this, you want to see Carson Beck get his mojo back. You know, you don't want four interceptions to kind of be in his head and be in the back of his mind. So for him to come out and play a clean game, I think is really important. Like even if Miami leans more on their running game in this one, for Beck to go out there, avoid the turnover bug, move the chains consistently, I think is big. And then the other thing, Blue, I hadn't mentioned this yet, part of why that game was so sloppy for Miami this last Friday night were all the penalties. A lot of just really shocking pre-snap procedural penalties on the offensive line. Again, it wasn't a great game for the offensive line, period. They did protect Carson Beck pretty well, but the running game never got going, and a lot of costly penalties from the O-line. So cleaning up the penalties is really important, right? Because they had a couple of sloppy penalty games over the first five where it didn't cost them a victory, but penalties were a big reason why you didn't beat Louisville. So it's starting to cost you big time now. So I want to see a clean game for Beck. I want to see Miami establish the run, and I want to see Miami play less of a sloppy game when it comes to penalties.
No doubt. Alex Dono joins us. Locked On Canes does a tremendous job. And what's been the feedback, you know, because you get an opportunity to interact with fans more so than a lot of people. What has been the feedback of the fans? Because, I mean, we know fans are fans, but there's some really good fans that you have and good rational fans who listen to your and watch your podcast on a daily basis. What has been some of the feedback?
I mean, I think we have a really good mix of rational and not so rational, which is like fine, man. I like to make my comment sections a safe space, right? If you want to complain and vent, right, like right. You know, who am I to judge? You know, I think people need to understand something, Blue. In this era of college football, undefeated seasons are tougher than ever. Like the margin for error has shrunk so much. The parity has increased in the NIL era. I mean, you think about some patterns the last couple of years. Okay, Miami just got upset at home by Louisville. Same thing happened to Clemson last year. Clemson got upset at home against Louisville. They went on to win the ACC. Clemson did. They got into the college football playoff. You know, Notre Dame last year, they lost to Northern Illinois. They didn't let that define their season. They went on, they got the national championship game. The team that won the national championship last year, Ohio State, lost two games and they came in fourth place in their conference and they won a national title. So what I'm saying here is like people need to understand, and a lot of Miami fans do, I can understand being nervous because we watched this team for the last 20 years. We know that sometimes a loss can turn into a spiral. I mean, which is kind of what's happening right now to Florida State. They lost a game, turned into a four-game losing streak, right? Miami fans are afraid that that might happen to us because we've seen it happen to us before. But understand, this team has everything to play for, and if they can win out, and they're going to be favored in all the rest of their games. There's some tough games in there. But if Miami wins out, they're not going to keep Miami out of the playoff. In fact, Miami might not even get to the ACC championship game but could still get into the 12-team CFP at 11-1 at the end of the year. And then, of course, there are some fans, as I hinted at. And listen, man, I understand. We've all been watching this team for the last 20 years who are like, you know what? This is who Miami is. This is who Coach Cristobal is. We're going to lose two or three more games this year. This is a sign of things to come. Bottom line, Blue, the team has to respond. Whether you're the type of fan, and I'm not talking to you, Blue, I'm talking to everybody listening. Whether you're the type of fan who is glass half empty or glass half full, it is up to these Miami Hurricanes to block out the noise, to fix the issues on tape that they showed this past week, to be sharper, to not be complacent for the rest of the year, because they still have everything to play for over these final six regular season games.
I agree with you. And imagine week one in Tuscaloosa, what that radio show was all about when when they lost to FSU. So I think if you're a Miami fan, let's use that as a measuring stick, because right now Alabama arguably is playing as well as anybody in the country. And Miami can do the same thing again. Alex, let everybody know how they can reach you, because they want to reach out to you at all times.
Thank you, Blue, for having me. Thanks, Trevor. You guys can find me on X, formerly Twitter, at Alex Dono. And you can find me every day on Locked On Canes. We host the show every single day, sometimes twice a day if breaking news happens. Just search Locked On Canes on YouTube, or search for it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's on the Odyssey app. Wherever you get your pods, you'll find Locked On Canes. And thanks again, Blue. I always love chopping it up with you.
You too, man. We'll talk to you later. We'll see you on Saturday. That's Alex Dono. Great job. Nobody has more passion, and nobody's more objective than Alex as well. You know, I mean, being a Miami fan and have gone to school there, he is also objective. He calls it how it is, and that's what we love about him. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, talk a little high school football. Coach Darryl Strong from Plantation and Coach Derek Gibson from Miami Central are on deck.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.